Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin with you.
We're going to go to the beach.
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
That's good.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free.
That's really good.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3 no matter where in the world you are. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, commissioners. Our first item on services and community relations is approval or denial for staff to collaborate with USABMX to assess the suitability of a section of the East Milton Park for a future track. If deemed appropriate, staff will return with a proposed agreement involving a 501c nonprofit organization to oversee the facility. I just wanted to thank Commissioner Wright for being the connector on this one. He's a BMX person in the past, and so he was able to make a connection for us.
I'm so glad you laughed at that, Candy, because I had the same reaction. It was adorable because, you know, in the past, you know,
Colton, he's a BMX person in the past.
But her struggle to figure out what's the term I want to use here, what's the noun I want to use here, a BMX person.
I met him. He was opening like a skate park in front of a bowling alley, when we were in our 20s. That's why I was like, because nobody's civic minded at that age. That's right. Why I was like, he's my first Republican friend.
The connector on this one, he's a BMX person in the past, and so he was able to make a connection.
It just made me laugh. That's Sabrina White. She's the budget director in Santa Rosa County, introducing the item they're talking about, the possibility of turning a piece of the East Milton Park, which is a pretty big complex, has a June 8's arena and all that, off of Highway 90, into a BMX park.
I've had a couple meetings with the group, and this is just a very exciting opportunity for us to take a portion of the unused park and turn it into something that will probably draw people from all over the South.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. I love it.
I just want to point out this is a good example of where we're actually trying to continue to enhance recreation opportunities for children and frankly, even young adults in the community.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, there's a kind of a gap. There's the closest one. It's sort of like, remember how we talked about, it escapes my attention now. There was another thing. Oh, the ice rink. How there's no good ice rinks real close. And people think, well, an ice rink in Pensacola. Well, if you look, there aren't any real close, but there's a need. Same thing for a great quality BMX track because there's not one anywhere close. And if we build this, or if kind of it gets built, whether there'll be public money in it or not is a different question. You know, public land being used for this purpose looks like. But, you know, say USA BMX and some private operator looks like they might build. The details are very preliminary at this point. But it'd be a great amenity. And it would be another one of these kind of, you know, potentially, you know, at least country class or even world class facilities like the skate track that's in Milton, right, that was built up there by Weber's. But, yeah, I mean, this would be fantastic. John Zamoniak, a member of the public, talking about this.
I grew up as what they term now as a free range kid. You know, if I had a bicycle, I was gone. And what we had was called a banana seat and monkey handlebars. And now we've moved on to some.
Was that a Schwinn Stingray?
You know it. That's what I got with my paper out money.
I love that. That's the back and forth we're having at the county commission. Banana seed, and the you know, big monkey bar handlebars. You know, was that a Schwinn Stingray? Colton jumps in with.
You're the best bike in the whole world.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, so John Zamoniak's like, nah, it's not just fun, but it's a great character development activity.
I totally support that. This country needs risk takers. We really do. And one way to learn about risk is to fall on your head. And so having an under-control thing like this, I think it's great. We could pair that up with a roller park and see what we can build with this deal. But I know from a background in wildland fire, we hire risk takers. That's just what we look for. The military, same thing. Not everybody's equipped for that, but the first thing you need to learn is how do you deal with pain? So thank you. I hope it works out if I can help in any way.
Absolutely. We'll come back to this in a second because I thought the conversation was fascinating. Candy's got traffic on the fives first.
I mentioned that they were paving a little earlier on I-10, I-110. It looks like 110 south is clear, 110 north. They are just finishing picking up these cones on the Fairfield overpass, so it should be a little bit easier to get through this morning. 437-1620, if you see an accident, I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. Back to the conversation. Very early stages of possibly constructing a BMX track at the kind of unused portion of the East Milton Park off of Highway 90, right by the, you know, the June 8th Arena and stuff is in the back of that. It's, you know, kind of land-wise, it's kitty-corner to, like, the sheriff's complex, but they don't really, I don't even know if you can connect from the one to the other. But in any case, David Clark, another member of the public.
David Clark, been racing BMX since I was 12 years old, so that was the early 90s. I actively race now. I just have to travel to do it. Closest track is in Dothan, Alabama. Great people. Sabrina mentioned that would attract people from all over the South. I believe here we could attract people from all over the world. It's kind of a big deal for all ages, men, women, children. I've seen racers up into their mid-80s. Kids, as long as they can get up and walk, they're old enough to race.
No, it's a fantastic thing. You know what's funny is I was listening to this, and I'm like, David Clark, I know David Clark. He's in my small group in church. He's always talking about BMX stuff, too. It's great. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, because he's been, you know, working with Colton on this for a while, and there's all kinds of opportunities for this.
There's a grassroots level, which is what we would be looking at here. There's a regional level, state levels. Florida has the largest state series in the country. There's a international level and a national level. There's also collegiate racing. There's scholarships. Gets kids outside, off the video games, riding bikes.
All of that. Yes, amen, all of that.
Risk takers, like he said, gives kids a chance to be outdoors, fresh air, exercise. They can, you know, mold their work ethic to improve. It's great cross-training for kids who do other sports. I could do this all day. But I think this would be a great thing to put in the park out there, and I look forward to doing my part to help make it happen.
Oh, and if you ever do meet David and you want to talk with him for an hour, ask him about BMX stuff because he will talk about it. It's super passionate. Great guy. So Colton Wright, who himself has a background in what you might call X Game sports and that sort of stuff, you know, that's a passion for him.
Yeah, this is just preliminary discussions, but USA BMX did reach out. They had Mr. Clark had been involved in an effort in Escambia County to try to get something done, and I'll just, for full transparency, I was part of that project back in 2018, and through a number of different commissioner changes over the years and a number of different reasons, that project stalled.
I think that's the one where they were trying to build it over at Lexington Terrace Park, over off of, you know, like Old Warrington Road, New Warrington Road, whatever I forget how that's named in that vicinity, but the one over, you know, on the southwest side. I think that's the one he's talking about, that's where they were trying to build it, and nothing's ever really materialized since.
And when USA BMX and Mr. Clark reached out to me and reached out to Sabrina, that's when he said, well, let's look at opportunities, see if it's something we even wanted to explore. And I could just tell you that the last time there was anything even in the region was in 2014, and it was a mediocre run facility in Fort Walton Beach at the time, and prior to that it goes back to probably 1987 or 88 at Ashton Brosnahan Park in Pensacola, which at the time that was way out there if you lived anywhere in the city.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't live here back then, but you know, I understand, like, it used to seem like Ashton Brosnahan was way out, like almost Alabama. And now Ashton Brosnahan, I mean, it's just a 10-minute drive away, which it always has been, but still.
I'm excited about the opportunity to talk with them. I know Sabrina has talked with Commissioner Smith about the location. We've frankly got some facilities that it's either going to cost the county money to continue to maintain them, or we have the opportunity to have an outside group come in like USA BMX, and you would have a nonprofit group that would be the traffic the track operators, and to repurpose that facility at a very low cost to the county and provide another amenity.
So. Yeah, I think this idea is fantastic. Obviously, you know, some of the details may matter, but it's a great thing to at least pursue the possibility of.
It's an underutilized area in which
it's his district.
One of the things that we just love to see is kids outside of all ages getting their exercise, and BMX is a great sport. I never participated in it. I do mountain biking, but my wife's making me retire from that pretty soon. But yeah, I this is exciting, and this is something that I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of progress they can make on that portion of the park.
Absolutely, and everybody's on board. Bobby Burkett's on board.
I'd just like to say that I'm supportive, and I think it's a great opportunity to get the children away from video games and get them outside and exercising, and it's being regulated. There's going to be safety equipment, which I didn't have. I had that banana seat you're talking about, and my mother's automatically needed a way to Baptist Hospital because I was constantly getting hurt from jumping and things like that. But
absolutely,
this will be a great opportunity. The kids will have the safety equipment. They'll be supervised. It'll be a great opportunity to bring in events from all over the country, and I'm excited to see it going, and thank you for digging into this.
Candy, did you ever have a banana seat on your bike?
Oh, of course I
absolutely.
Did. Yeah.
With the back bar, so you could ride two on it.
Yeah, and the ribbons on the thing. And
that's a little more for your gender.
Excuse me. Yeah, that's one reason why I don't have a bald head. And some people say you ought to shave your head with the lack of hair, but I was like, I've got too many scars. Because Evel Knievel was a big thing in our day. I know you know it, too, and that was a lot of my crashes.
Yeah, I think every kid with a BMX bike was emulating Evel Knievel and the people on motorcycles out there jumping. That's how the whole sport got started.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world, not for $100 billion, $1 trillion.
It's so true.
Francis.
I can't shave my head and go bald. I have too many head scars from old BMX, daredevil activity. I love that. 6:22 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
This History of the Blue Angels is brought to you by Dan Stewart Law Firm.
In 1971, the Blue Angels celebrated their silver anniversary. It had been 25 years since Butch Forrest and his men flew the very first flight demonstration of the Blue Angels. With war raging in Vietnam, the Blue Angels went on a 6-week deployment to the Far East. Their crossing of the Pacific Ocean was made possible by air-to-air refueling of the jets. They performed 11 air shows in Korea, Taiwan, Japan, Guam, and the Philippines. Upon their return to the United States, they held a postseason reunion show with the Air Force Thunderbirds at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada. Undeniably, the worst year for the Blue Angels was 1973, when accidents plagued the team all season. The troubles began when winter training was interrupted by a mid-air collision of 3 of the 4 Diamond demonstration planes at El Centro. Although all 3 pilots ejected safely, Commander Donald Bentley, who flew the number 1 jet, was hospitalized with a back injury and could not continue with the Blues. Lieutenant Commander Skip Umstead, who had flown solo for the team from 1970 to 1972, was called back to lead the team. Training was resumed, and soon the Blue Angels were ready to fly. After 8 stateside performances, the Blue Angels headed across the Atlantic on a 4-week tour of Europe. Their 14 shows were flown throughout England, France, Spain, Italy, Turkey, and Iran. Less than 3 weeks after their return to the United States, an accident would claim a plane, but not the pilot. At a show in Lake Charles, Louisiana, Lieutenant Steve Lambert was flying an inverted pass in his number 5 jet about 100 feet above the runway. He suddenly lost power, but was able to flip his plane right side up before it hit the ground and bounced off the runway. He ejected moments before the plane burst into flames. 3 weeks later, while performing arrival maneuvers over the flight line in Lakehurst, New Jersey, 2 planes collided and Lieutenant Commander Umstead was killed along with 2 other Blue Angels, slot pilot Captain Mike Murphy and crew chief Ronald Thomas. As a result of that accident, the remaining 4 months of the season were canceled. An investigation was launched and some high-ranking officials were calling for the total abolition of the team. But after several months of deliberation, the decision was made to continue with the Blue Angels, this time as a full Navy squadron. The main reason given was the great importance the Navy placed on the Blue Angels' mission. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, folks. This is Bulldog attorney Dan Stewart. The Blue Angels inspire a culture of excellence. Abused or homeless children do not have a jury of their peers. Let's inspire a culture of excellence to protect our children.
We hold on, Dan. We make it clear. Every child is wanted here.
The Blue Angels team says goodbye to the F4 Phantom, and the Blue Angels squadron says hello to the A4 Skyhawk in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new MyECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download MyECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
A man who's been trained to ignore pain, ignore weather, to live off the land, to eat things that'll make a billy goat puke.
See, what you never knew about Rambo is that originally he was a BMX racer. He trained to ignore pain. All right.
Like Colton Wright.
I know it's a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, whatever. Candy's got traffic for us now. Candy?
This is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. For more info on a free pest or termite quote, visit KnoxPest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox knocks them out. So we take a look at our roads this morning. I-110 both directions from Fairfield to Brent. They were doing road construction. They are picking up those cones now. And as far as the front gate looks for Pensacola NAS, pretty good slight slowdown right at the beginning of the gate. And certainly if you see an accident, let us know. You can text in 437-1620. Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. President Trump says he thinks the ceasefire with Iran is now over. Speaking from Turkey overnight, where he's attending the NATO summit, the president said he would let U.S. negotiators continue talking about the matter, but he said he didn't feel like wasting any more time. Of course, this comes as some fresh attacks now kicking up tensions in the Middle East, with Iran targeting ships in the Strait of Hormuz and the military striking several targets in response.
Yeah, I guess one ship was very heavily attacked and damaged, and two ships were attacked but managed to get on through safely, and then we struck back at them. And so, yeah, that's the end of that, at least for now. We'll see what more comes, right?
Absolutely. I guess that's all we can do.
And also they took away the right of Iran to sell oil. That had been allowed, and now it's been rescinded, basically. So,
right. So a lot of developments there. We'll continue watching that today. Andrew, the price of a stamp is going up again. The Postal Service raising the cost of a forever stamp now to 82 cents starting on Sunday. Should have invested in forever stamps when they were 50 cents.
Yeah, for the three letters I send a year, right. When they were a mere 50 cents.
That's right.
Think of all the money you'd save.
And the first nuclear-powered commercial satellite is now in orbit. The Beta Voltaic Orbital High Reliability satellite was launched on Tuesday morning.
Wait, the name of the satellite is Beta Voltaic High Reliability Satellite?
Beta Voltaic Orbital High Reliability, or the BOR, B-O-H.
I'm sorry, but that just sounds like, you know, this is 13 Brothers' best convenience store you've ever heard of next for. You know, like, it's the
right.
Kind of... It's
just, like the nephews and brothers.
Yeah, no. Anyway, go on.
But apparently it uses the radioactive decay of tritium, a hydrogen isotope, to power itself. So
tritium,
there you go.
No, that's great. Okay. David, thank you so much for the update. I didn't know we had nuclear-powered satellites, but there we go. 437-1620. Oh, file this in the you've all heard it by now category, but still there's a part of you that totally can't believe it and yet also totally can believe it. Former Democratic rising star Andrew Gillum, almost governor of the state of Florida by a mere 34,000 votes, That's, you know, remember we had to have the recount. Routine traffic stop in Daphne on Thursday. And he was allegedly driving erratically, made contact, and they found him with a glass pipe and methamphetamines and more glass pipes and more marijuana cigarettes and three packages of what they tested to be meth. And he's had kind of a checkered past and could have been our governor, but for 30.
That's a very interesting question. To me, I think it's over.
It comes after the Pentagon launched 80 strikes against Iran Tuesday in response to Tehran's attacks on ships in the Strait of Hormuz. A chorus of calls for Maine Senate candidate Graham Plattner to drop out of the race.
One of the women quoted in last month's New York Times piece about Plattner's unsettling behavior has since come forward to say he had raped her. While Plattner called the allegations false, the support he'd maintained from party allies evaporated, including from some of his biggest supporters like California Congressman Ro Khanna and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
And that is Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. And right now we've got 79 degrees with partly cloudy skies. We're going to get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. An Uber pickup turned into an armed robbery Monday in Escambia County. Deputies say 32-year-old Quayshawn McKinney got into a driver's car near Lillian Highway and 52nd Avenue and allegedly held that driver at gunpoint. Shots were reportedly fired but only struck the vehicle. McKinney is charged with aggravated assault, possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, burglary, and property damage. He's being held without bond. Santa Rosa County scoring a significant win in the governor's budget veto process recently, an $850,000 state appropriation for an extension of the taxiway and apron at Whiting Aviation Park next to NAS Whiting Field survived the cuts. Chairman Colton Wright announcing that news yesterday, thanking the county's state legislative delegation and lobbyists for securing the funding. The taxiway expansion is expected to support the growing aerospace industry interest at that park. Now, the historic post office in Baghdad getting a new home. Santa Rosa County's Tourist Development Council approving a grant for the Baghdad Village Preservation Association to relocate the building to the Village Museum site, with the association putting up 50% of that cost. Commissioner Ray Eddington calling it a great addition to the quaint village. The county's been working to beautify, crediting public works staff and the Preservation Association for their efforts. Now, Santa Rosa County's Agriculture Legacy Lands Protection Program opened on July 1st. Commissioner Red Rowell says the response in just the first 3 days really exceeded expectations.
Our Legacy Lands application window started July 1st, as you guys all know. And so July 1st and 2nd, and then, of course, the office was closed on the 3rd for the 4th of July holiday, and then office has been open on Monday. So 3 days, and we've had 23 applications, all ranging from 600-plus acres of land down to, you know, 10 to 20-acre parcels. So a lot of interest in that program.
And Raul also proposed on Tuesday that the board consider creating a new agricultural legacy zoning classification of one dwelling unit per 30 acres, a completely voluntary option that would give landowners with an existing 1 to 15 zoning a clear pathway to even further protect their land. As part of the program, the board indicated in general support for exploring that idea a little bit further. Well, the Pensacola Beach Air Show landed its largest private sponsorship in recent memory this week, Manson Construction. And that's the company that just recently completed that 8-mile Pensacola Beach sand renourishment project, has committed $250,000 to this year's air show as the official Nourished By sponsor. The 2026 air show runs July 15th through the 18th. It's 6:35, and let's check in with Candy, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, David. ECUA making service easier with the new My ECUA mobile app available to download now. You can pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. As far as our roads go, we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. There was an accident at Langley at Tippin, but it looks like that has been moved off to the side. And I 110 south and north both clear. They finished picking up those cones on the Fairfield overpass where they're doing construction. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown, you can let us know. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a very hot day today with a 30% chance of rain, high near 92 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Heading into Friday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 79 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies across the area. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices have spiked this morning by at least 5% after President Trump said the ceasefire with Iran is over. West Texas Intermediate at roughly $74 a barrel, Brent at $78. A now-deleted Pepsi social media post has drawn substantial criticism and discourse from online users. The post yesterday made on the Threads platform was promoting its Pepsi Wild Cherry product, saying Pepsi Wild Cherry is what happens when regular cherry stops asking permission. Online users condemning the post are arguing that Pepsi was promoting rape culture and making light of consent. Rebellion's officials told CNBC that the company is targeting an initial public offering in South Korea in the first or second quarter of next year. CEO Sungjin Park said the company is also evaluating other listing options, such as the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ. Futures have plunged as tensions in the Middle East intensify. Dow futures down by more than 500 points. NASDAQ futures down by more than 300 points. That's Your Money Now.
The board recommends approving.
Regarding that seat on the committee, we're promoting.
To boost quarterly earnings.
Every day, shareholders meet to discuss important matters about the companies you invest in. Now you can easily make your voice heard. Vanguard Investor Choice gives you a say in the companies you invest in. With just a few taps, you can set your proxy voting preference for your index funds. Visit Vanguard.com/investor choice to learn more. Vanguard investors own shares of our index funds, which own shares of the companies they invest in. Available for Vanguard index funds that participate in Investor Choice. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbary Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbary Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF11067749.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
You don't need someone yelling at you.
You just want someone to say what you're already thinking.
That's MVR. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
The American people have had enough.
Well, except for white women 55 plus.
There are a lot of white women that lean left.
Usually with a little sarcasm.
Thankfully, we know all the sane ones.
MVR. Weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Candy, you hit me right in my heart. This is one of my favorite songs ever. I have the album. I love it. And Alphaville back in the day. And I was so excited when our prom committee in my high school announced that Forever Young was going to be the theme song. But they meant the other one. by Rod Stewart. Yes, and I was so like, no! So close, almost. There was a girl I met and that this song was involved. All right, 640 here on News Radio 92.3 Informative. It's a long time before my wife and I, for sure. All right, Brad Baker is a Santa Rosa County administrator. He joins us now by phone. Sorry you had to endure all that personal history, Brad. Welcome back to the show, sir. Yeah, Brad. I got it. Is the phone on? Is he there? He's there. Well, this is fun. No, don't press that one. All right. Well, cool. Hey, Brad, can you hear me? Candy, would you pick up the phone and just see if you can connect with him for a second? Because I was really hoping to get Brad on to talk about the Tiger Point Athletic Association stuff, which I don't fully understand. So, I was hoping to get – he's not there. Oh, okay. Well, would you try? That is the number right there. We're doing a little live producing here on the radio. We'll see if we can make it work. If you've been listening to this show for any period of time, you know that we have been, what's the word I want? Wrestling with the phones over the last month or two. And it's, like when it works, it works. When it doesn't work, well, it is what it is. I think that's him calling back. Excellent. All right, 437-1620. That's my phone number. If you ever want to comment on what's going on the show, agree with me, disagree with me, ask a question. All right, we're going to try one more time. Put him on. Is he there now? Hit it twice. There we go. Brad, are you there, sir? Oh, cool. Now, one, two. I'm just checking all the buttons to make sure they're right and the buttons are right. Well, this is exciting. Brad, I bet you can hear me, and I cannot hear you, so we're just going to have to bail on the interview. We'll figure it out some other time. And I'm so sorry about that, but, it's my fault. We'll try to figure it out. Other stuff that's going on that I wanted to make sure and talk with you about. God, it's lots of stuff on the agenda. We mentioned Andrew Gillum has been arrested and charged with drug possession. We also had the interesting rescue over in the Destin Pass of a couple of swimmers who got caught in the outflow of water, and the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office rescued them. Thank goodness. Something else worth mentioning to you is that this law that Florida put in place a couple of years ago, the law that said that you cannot teach wokeness in the universities in Florida, that's the one that says you can't make people feel guilty for being of a certain race, that has now been put on pause. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has, on a 2-1 ruling through judge panel, has put that on a pause because there's been a lawsuit against that law saying that it is an unconstitutional violation of people's free speech rights. 2-1 ruling. It was kind of interesting because the majority opinion by Judge Britt Grant said that, quote, Florida seeks to strip public university professors and by extension their students of the ability to fully engage with ideas that are, for better or worse, very popular in some academic circles. The state asks us to consider its rules a means of targeting discrimination, but hearing an idea you disagree with is not discrimination. It's an opportunity to come up with a better idea or maybe even change your mind. So what he's saying is that you cannot prescribe what people can and cannot teach in the university setting. Of course, the response from the state, the response from the people who believe in this law is we're paying them to communicate things. We absolutely can have say over what they teach and do not teach and what things they express and do not express. And if, particularly in this case, if they're expressing ideas that reinforce the notion that, for example, white people or men should feel shame and guilt for the historical oppression that men or whites engaged in, we're not going to let that be taught either, because teaching anybody they should be ashamed for having been a member of a race or having been a member of a gender is not acceptable. So the 2-1 majority, if you read the minority opinion, or at least the reporting on it, it says, to be clear, Judge Barbara Lagoa, who used to be a justice on the state Supreme Court, and then she got basically promoted under the Trump administration now to be on the 11th Circuit. She says, to be clear, the First Amendment protects all viewpoints in the public square, whether they are conventional or controversial. And that's true. But it does not compel all viewpoints to be worthy of state-sponsored endorsement. We need not agree or disagree with Florida that the viewpoints at issue here constitute racial discrimination. That's what we claim. That's what Florida State claims, is that teaching, critical race theory is a form of racism, and therefore it is racial discrimination, therefore it is wrong for them to teach it. She says, we only need to acknowledge that the state is allowed to decide what is endorsed by its professors in its own classrooms. So they're not restricting the content of student presentations. Remember the PSC case, right, where there was kind of an effort to not reward certain students for what they did, or depending on whose version of the events you believe, you know, other maybe a little bit more stringent restriction. But in any case, you know, ultimately the decision was made that, oh, God, you know, students have to be allowed to say what they want to say. And that's true. Why? Because they're not employees. You know, the First Amendment rights of the student do not end at the classroom door or the schoolhouse door, as the famous quote goes. But when it comes to teachers, they are for hire employees, and you, of course, can say what they can and cannot say. You know, if a geography professor wants to, in class, teach flat earth theory, well, guess what? They will no longer be a geography professor. Now, if they want to present flat earthism as a idea that is both flawed scientifically and also it wasn't even believed by people when they say it was believed by them, that's an invention of Washington Irving in his famous essay on Christopher Columbus. People don't know that. It's not what the people at the time of Columbus actually believed, but we digress. It's one of my favorite urban legends about history, is that people actually believed the earth was flat. They never did. They weren't dumb. But in any case, if you wanted to teach flat earthism in a geography course and teach it as flawed, fine, of course. In fact, that'd be probably useful. But if you're going to advocate for that, no, you're not going to keep your job very long. Well, same thing here is if you're going to teach about views on race, it might be allowed. But if you're going to teach that white people should feel guilty for their race's historical oppression of black people, yeah, that's not going to be allowed. And the state has power to do that, whether you agree with the viewpoint or not. They're paying teachers to provide a service. And if the state believes that that idea should be expressed, they can fund it. If they don't believe that idea should be expressed, then they can not fund it. So I know that chafes most people who are teachers, and when I was a teacher, it probably would have chafed me too. But the point is, the state, if they're your employer, does get to decide what you will and won't teach. But she lost on that. So that viewpoint that I'm expressing was not the one that the 11th Circuit agreed with. They voted to one that me and Barbara Lagoa and the people who believe in that Stop Woke law were all wrong. And we'll see. It'll play out at the Supreme Court, I would imagine. 647 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by AutoZone. You can get in the zone. And what makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone with AutoZone. So we take a look at our roads in the area. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. 98 is clear from Lillian all the way into Fort Walton Beach right now. All exits off I-10 and I-110 reporting as clear. 437-1620. If you see that accident or slowdown this morning, Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, sure. Candy. And by the way, just one follow-up on this. Remember also that the university setting is designed to be, kind of like I designed this, you know, radio show to be, is to understand the different sides. I mean, I think that if you look at all the evidence, you'll eventually come to my side, of course. I mean, I'm not afraid of the evidence or the reasons. I think that's what happens. But I think the people who shy away from the disagreement or don't want to explain what the other side thinks are expressing a kind of fear that their position is only strong enough to hold up if you don't know what the other side says. The same thing in a college classroom. It's designed to confront you. It's designed to give you different viewpoints that you wouldn't always have or wouldn't already have. Unfortunately, in a lot of classrooms, and I can say this with great authority as having taught college philosophy for 10 years, unfortunately, in a lot of college classrooms, the goal is to indoctrinate you. The goal is to change your mind about things to certain views, and typically not conservative views, right, or traditional views or Christian views. It's the opposite, and that's something that Florida has taken a stance against, and no professor should feel entitled to propagandize in the classroom, right? To have a view, to maybe take a side, of course, to explain both sides, obviously, but not to propagandize, not to advance things that are, I mean, you know, if you want to look at whether, you know, historically anti-Semitism and how it has worked and what people say and then explain why it's wrong and, you know, wicked, okay, fine. But if you want to advocate for we're not going to have that in the classroom. So there are certainly things that you would say it's okay for teachers to be removed for teaching. There are other things that you would say, you know, we should definitely hire for that kind of thing. The question is whether the teaching about, for example, race or some issues about gender and that, whether those, how they should be taught in the classroom at the college level and to what degree the state has the ability to influence those. That's where this question is ultimately going to land. Somebody texted me in another element of the opinion. This is the majority opinion. For its part, Florida seeks to evade any First Amendment limitations at all by rigging together several speech doctrines to create a new rule that would quietly remove all free speech protections from the classroom. Because the government pays the professor's salaries, Florida says their speech is the state speech. Emphatically, no. The Florida defendants cannot put together half a donkey and half a camel and then ride to victory on the synthetic hybrid. I like when justices write interesting opinions, or in this case, a judge writes an interesting opinion, but there you go. 437-1620. If your kids are in, you know, summer and they're not obviously going to school right now, but if you're concerned about where they got to in their math knowledge or their math skills or how that summer slide is going to affect them, maybe check out Mathnasium. You know, 50% of students lose about 2 months worth of math skills. It means when they go back to school in the fall, they don't go back as, you know, May students. They go back as March students, which means they don't just get what they had gotten so far. They slid back, and you want to avoid that. In fact, it's possible with Mathnasium's help to, you know, look ahead, leap ahead, to catch up, to keep up, to, you know, learn new skills, to get prepared for the next level, and also to make sure that the, you know, old things don't kind of rust and get corroded as they typically do. How do you start? Free assessment. You just go into Mathnasium and you take a test. And then they will be able to figure out what do they know, what don't they know, what gaps or limitations or what cognitive, you know, misunderstandings are operating, and fix all that stuff. I'm a big believer in Mathnasium. Like, our best friends own Mathnasium. My son taught there for a year. I absolutely believe we need better math education everywhere in this country, and particularly here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So I'm a huge believer in Mathnasium. They're located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport. Stop by today.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Tune into Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than just investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Transcending the Money Myth, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC, registered advisors.
Santa Rosa, I'm Jill Broxton-Teston, and I'm running for school board. As a parent of four children in our public schools, I have a personal stake in ensuring every student receives a quality education. Our district faces real financial challenges, and we need creative, responsible solutions that put students first while supporting the educators who help them succeed every day. Together, we can build strong schools, support our teachers, and prepare our kids for the future. I'm Jill Broxton-Teston, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxton-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida tomorrow at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If all goes well, fingers crossed, I sacrificed three chickens just before we tried this. Ellison Bennett is on the line, and we'll see if we can actually get him on the air. Ellison, are you there, sir?
Yes, good morning.
Okay. All right, what did you want to say about the case involving the Stop Woke Act and the ruling from the 11th Circuit?
Yes, I have a granddaughter who's in her fourth year teaching in Tallahassee, on the elementary and middle school level. I feel that history should be taught to children, not with the intention to hate any group of people, but the thing that I have problem dealing with is people trying to change history. We just saw the celebration of 250 years of America, and the white nationalists coming down in numbers. I don't know whether it was 100, 200, with masks on.
Yeah.
Someone my age, 73, that takes me back to a time that it affects you in some way. So we in America need to respect each other and understand we're going to have different of opinions about different things.
Absolutely.
And that is my belief. I just saw where on celebrating the 4th of July, 1 o'clock in the morning, 7 people are shot downtown Pensacola. That nonsense needs to stop.
Agreed.
The parents, the friends, know these guys that got the guns and won't say anything. So thank you for letting me come on this morning.
Absolutely, Bennett. Always appreciate you calling in, sir. Thank you so much for the time. And, you know, I know, Bennett, and I completely agree about this, which is absolutely you have to teach the ugly parts. Absolutely you have to teach the parts that you don't want to talk about. You have to talk about the Klan, and you have to talk about lynchings, and you have to talk about oppression and racism. But if you focus on that so much that that becomes the thing you teach, then you're also only teaching part of history. You have to teach the ugly. There's ugly stuff in Pensacola's history. Current and historical. You have to teach that stuff too, but you can't only teach that and focus so much on that that you don't teach any of the other stuff as well. Absolutely agreed. 656 Candy has got traffic for us. Candy?
It looks like everything is running smoothly right now. It doesn't look like a big backup at the front gate of Pensacola NAS. Should have no problems getting there. Wherever you are, 437-1620 if you see an accident. I'm Candy with traffic on the fives.
Thank you so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. Have you been following this story with Mitch McConnell and his health?
Tangential. Like, I'll see the headlines. It's the same amount of attention I pay to the, was it Spencer Pratton or whatever the that says.
Gotcha.
Like, well, I just don't want to get involved in all this. I have too many other things I'm trying to track. But go ahead. How's Mitch doing? I've seen some of the memes.
Well, so they're, yeah, so that's kind of the thing. This has been like a trending deal on X for the last several days. Questions surrounding the health of Senator Mitch McConnell. He's been apparently in the hospital since June 14th with paramedics apparently had to perform CPR when they responded to his home at that time. Now, his staff says that he's improving and receiving excellent care, but has not disclosed why he's in the hospital. Some controversy is his wife, Elaine Chao, apparently is in China and left immediately after his hospitalization. And it's been confirmed that she met with some high-level government officials there.
What?
That was a little bit strange.
I mean, Elaine Chao is a former Secretary of Transportation. I mean, she's, right. You know, I'm, she's the wife of the Senate Majority Leader. I mean, you know. So.
Yeah, no, but there was that. And then Republican Senators Scott Jennings, John Barrasso, and John Thune all yesterday saying they've spoken with McConnell by phone and describing him as alert, engaged, and eager to return to the Senate. So it's become a bit of a meme, though, now on X.
I've seen
everybody's
like,
posting about their 20-minute conversations with Mitch McConnell. So that's
that's where that's at. Right.
But we'll move on from that story, and I hope Mitch McConnell is recovering and doing very well.
Same.
The preliminary hearing for the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk continues today. Prosecutors presented previously unreleased surveillance video on Tuesday that they say showed suspect Tyler Robinson before and after the alleged shooting. A judge will decide whether there's enough evidence for the case to move to trial. And Emmy nominations are set to be announced later on today, Andrew.
What was that, David?
Emmy nominations are set to be announced later on today.
All right, very good. Thank you so much. 6:59 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Every lawn you mow wipes out thousands of insects in your yard, according to a study. Because if you think about it, the lawnmower kills the grass and the insects. You ever watch them jump away from your lawnmower? Sure enough.
Sure.
Now, they say it as you should be careful and maybe not mow as much. And the type of mower you use, you know, certain ones are better than other ones. And maybe you should leave some grass grow long so you don't kill all the insects. To me, I think this is an ad for why you should mow your lawn a lot. Because if you kill more insects by lawn mowing, I'm in. You had the opposite effect on me. Listen.